Has anyone got a photocopier? The screen's on the blink.
He only gave you one script.
Yeah, and it's thick isn't a copy. It appears to be a folder marked What I Did on My Holidays.
Hang on a minute. Holidays? I thought he was working the cheeky sod.
They are very nice pictures.
Okay, hand it to me. I'll get it copied. It takes seconds.
Ah, there's a hidden file. It says news. Hang on.
Oh, I can see what.
Right, good. Let's give this a go. Everyone ready?
Hutton Heroes Hall Hefty Loads.
Software hardens against incomers. It's innuendo overload as patch 14.01 lands.
Don't look at the green thing. Look at the mugs. It's too hot, too messy.
Methods to mitigate Maelstrom madness.
Atrus 5060 sends a message from his secret bunker.
BGS, it's all gone tits up, so let's get our minge cut. What is this? Who writes this rubbish?
It may not come as a surprise to learn that stations, bases and settlements across the bubble have experienced some issues in the last week or so. It's been on all the Galnet feeds, everyone was talking about it in Bat Ernie's on Saturday, and there's even a charity single out. Anti-Xeno combat pilots have piled in with guns blazing to cut a swathe through the horde of green meanies descending on every base. Well, they're sorted. They know what's required of them and have set about their task with gusto. Who isn't supposed to be there but reckons it'll count against his community service order? Let's hope that the Thargoids are terrified of balloon animals and off-coloured jokes about people from Bedahole. But what about the other commanders out there? What if they're not a steely-eyed missile person who punches Thargoids in the middle of their thorax and drinks 14 caustic goo shakes for breakfast every morning? What can you do if you're just, well, a bit ordinary? Well, quite a lot, actually. There are obvious options. Open a lovely wee coffee shop at Beagle Point. Or join the Thargoid cult and get fired out of an airlock at an approaching Thargoid with messages of devotion pinned to your spacesuit. Or go mining and hope no one finds you. They won't. Or carry on as normal and hope they go away. They won't. They're very angry. Go to Colonia and hope they don't find you. They will. Make friends with them. You can't. Look at what they did to the Kingfisher. But you can be a hero of a different kind. There are places out there which need to have injured people taken in rescue ships for treatment, or refugees, people like yourself, who just want to get clear of the carnage. They also need supplies brought in to sustain those brave souls who have stayed behind and to help rebuild bases. They need food, water, clothing, medical supplies, and in one case, 2,612 tonnes of performance enhancers and 42 tonnes of onion head. I think that last lot just decided to go out with a bang. So there are missions going to stations and missions leaving stations too. Refugees will need economy passenger cabins, but medical evac missions are to evacuate passengers in escape pods so they can go into cargo racks. The missions are not without their dangers. Thargoids are usually attacking the place where you're trying to land, and they're not fussy about who they shoot at. You'll have to land manually, and a lot of services are offline. It's a challenging environment to say the least, but very rewarding, and the Pilots Federation have said that these actions do contribute to the war effort. Oh, and let's be careful out there.
The Pilots Federation released a few shipboard systems updates this week under the guise of hardening their software against Thargoid incursions. Now, whilst the super scary space swirly Stargoids weren't heading for your data drive, there were concerns that, having broken the faction influence systems a few weeks back, which needed a bit of a kick, some liberal lubrication of the lists, and the magic rewind button on the Wayback Machine being set to redo, other parts of the galaxy were in danger of going fzzz. Amongst the unexplained behaviours out in the galaxy, there were rumours that affected the cockpit visualization systems, causing ships to crash if you glanced at side panels. Of course, that could be a consequence of taking your eyes off of where you're going. Crashes when being interdicted by a Thargoid vessel, once again, easily explainable as the pilot screams, drops their coffee all over the console and their lap, and causes things to go bang. And depending on the temperature of the coffee, give a little scream, and most importantly, adjusting exobiology so it isn't simply a case of sticking your Dysonator's business end towards one of the avocados going soft in the fridge, pulling the trigger, and gaining an instant elite rank. Whilst rotting avocados, the rancid loofah from your shower cubicle, we do know what you've been scrubbing with it. And the toilet brush from Cubicle 3 will still attract substantial payouts. The Pilots Federation have decided that allowing Vista Genomics to shortcut the ranking system by paying big cash prizes every day just isn't cricket. So they've added a zero to the end of the amount of big deposits for each tier. In retaliation for the Pilot Federation's attempts to nerf their ability to screw up the ships of pilots that are attempting to stop them, the Thargoids have been checking their own systems over and noticed that their patented super space slightly scary Stargoid scanner system wasn't picking up capital ship docks. Well, now it does. So there goes that hope of us surviving everything. There are rumours that Thargoid engineers are working on new systems that target megaships, based on data acquired during the Genosis incident, and instead, and indeed, also attack fleet carriers. But an intercepted transmission indicates that there are so many of the ruddy things everywhere, we can't be bothered.
Too hot, too messy has passed 4 months and taken us into week 17. Total deliveries are sitting at just over 40,000. Tharg the Mighty's little trip to the bubble has certainly had an effect. It can be hard trying to get a settlement to take a hot mug and some gin off your hands when everything's on fire and Jeff the Tech has been bundled into an escape pod and chipped off world. There are still just over 1,000 units each of mugs and gin delivered last week, though some hardy souls still managed to get through. Remember, every mug counts and you may just win a real mug by taking part. 3 new commanders have joined the fray, taking the total to 240 pilots spread across 79 squadrons, and of course, more are always welcome. Naturally, Hutton are blazing away at the head of the squadron leaderboard, delivering a collective of just a smidge under 17,000 deliveries. The Winged Hussars are in second with over 2,000 muggings, and the Paladins are holding third with over 1,400. That guy Chicks is still out in front with 3,501 mugs and gin delivered. Some say that he won't be on this week, and that if you want to close the gap, now is the time. Currently, Waller 81 is in second, but with just 10 deliveries separating them from Nemb, that could change at any moment. Infinite Dreamer and Mouse 8287 round out the top 5 commanders. There are no new commanders joining the hollowed ranks of Thousand Club this week, but Val Sylvana is very close on 889 deliveries. How do we know all this? Because it is tracked by the marvel at his Hutton helper and updated live on the Too Hot Too Messy event page at hot.forthemug.com/ hot_mess_2. Apart from the glory alone, there is an additional incentive in the form of a chance to win a real-world handle-a-right-way-up Velcro-free mud-preventing hot mug that you can fill with tea, gin or whatever you like as you happily take a hot mug to where no hot mug has gone before. Any commander that delivers 10 mugs and gin in a week will be entered into that week's draw to win a real hot mug. Unless you already have one, of course, in which case you'll have already been immunised against mods. 16 commanders have accomplished this so far. You can see a little golden mug next to the names in the top commanders table. And keep listening for this week's winner to be announced in the banter bit after the news. How do I join in the fun, I hear you ask? First, you need to sign up by downloading the Hutton Helper from hot.forthemug.com/download, where your mug and gin deliveries will be automatically registered for you by Antares's genetically altered genius hamsters. He tried using white mice, but they kept trying to take over the world.
In attempts to discover what's at the heart of the maelstrom, commanders have been brainstorming methods by which they might A. survive the caustic attacks, B. stop Tharg's flatulent friends from exploding them into itty-bitty green goo covered bits, and of course, and most importantly, avoid the shutdown wave. Commanders have tried hull tanking their way through, building bigger and heavier builds in the hope that they can survive just long enough to grab a selfie with whatever is at the heart of the maelstrom. Well, that didn't work. Trying it 20 times in a row just in case the first 19 times were a fluke also didn't work. Then there are those who tried cunning, silent running, cooked in your own ship, cold builds, found floating in space as a human popsicle, Guardian tech, guaranteed to get you eaten by an angry Thargoid or simply corroded into small bits before you get there. Firing the shutdown neutralizer at 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds. You get the idea. Has no effect. Getting people together in a group and all firing your shutdown neutralizer at the same time. More ships to rescue. Carrying colourful Guardian or Thargoid relic combinations in the hopes that one of the combos works. Well, Thargoids like the colourful sweeties and eat them. Oh, pretending to be a Thargoid by making gargling noises and flatulating a lot. Well, Thargoids don't like stranger danger. They call the Thargoid cops and then it all goes a bit pew 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 boom. Hiding in a swarm of little fuckers. Well, see above. Flying something small and insignificant like an adder or a sidewinder, posing no threat whatsoever. Well, Tharg likes squishing little human beans in tin cans. And many, many other methods. To date, nothing has garnered any traction with the mission to the heart of the maelstrom. So, do our hopes lie in science? Well, are we getting new CGs to help Palin or Ram Tau or whatever Salvation has been replaced with, you know, come up with a piece of funky handwavium to get us to the core? What's more, what will we find when we get there? Is it a giant Thargoid? Is it a Death Star-esque death machine with added death? Or a giant Thargoid parking lot complete with McHuman burgers and an ammonia McSloppy. Sure as leathery eggs are leathery eggs, someone's going to get something icky attached to their face and then there'll be stomach ache, screaming, running, and of course, death. I mean, death isn't optional. Occupational hazard when it comes to Thargoids. Our advice, scan everything. I mean, lots, like so much, then GTFO. Then go back and scan more. We will eventually discover the key, but the best piece of Hutton advice is maybe try it as a team, as many of you as you can muster all at once. If nothing else, when the rescue ships arrive, you'll be in good company.
Good evening, trackers! Outrest 5060 here, reporting from the front lines of the Thargoid War. Apologies for the long absence, but I was busy conducting my own research into the effects of Alpha Centauri Mega Jing mixed with Larian Brandy and how it affects the human mind. The results were inconclusive. The Thargoids are back in full force with the appearance of now 5 maelstroms across multiple systems, devastating civilization as we know it. A total of 61 systems have been lost, 26 systems invaded, and 8 are on high alert. There is even a new Thargoid interceptor that has appeared called an Orthos that is acting as a scout in a nearby systems to the maelstrom for the next stage of the invasion. XCOM is needed once more to join the elite pilots of the AXI and its allies to thwart the Thargoids and save human lives. Pilots are needed to engage the Thargoids on multiple fronts, so check your gal map to find out the closest theatre of war to you. A reminder that any system with a maelstrom present, or if you get caught in the disruption field of an Orthos, will damage your Guardian modules. So be sure to equip the latest AX weapons to engage the enemy. For those looking to help outside of combat, pilots willing to do supply missions to rescue ships and help with station evacuations are needed desperately to get the innocent out of danger. The fate of mankind has fallen once again into the hands of independent commanders, and the truckers are humanity's greatest line of defense. Get out there and give them hell, truckers, for the back!
Remember.
Oh, well, that all went horribly wrong. Oh, dear. How can I follow that? Seamless. I don't know what to tell you. The whole, it's all on fire. Everything's on fire. Well, the good bits are on fire anyway. The bad bits wouldn't catch fire if you stood in front of them with a flamethrower for a fortnight. And trust me, we have tried. I'm only standing in this week, so I've really got no idea who did what to whom, why they did it, or if I'll even leave a mark. So what I can do is go through where everything is sitting currently and leave the recriminations and the screaming and shouting to somebody more qualified. Well, Wolf 629, where we are in election with Soul Workers Party and Acadia, where we're not involved in anything, are down. They're at the bottom of the barrel this week. Are they Hutton systems? I didn't even know we were in those systems, to be honest. Midge Cut, he said very carefully. Loud 26, LHS 3531 and LHS 450 are all a bit... You could do something there if you want to, but don't expect any thanks for it. Also, if you touch LHS 340, Commander Drew Peacock is going to come around and smack you across the legs, so leave that one alone. Epsilon Indy and Ross 671 could do with a nudge just to get them up over 40%. And most of our other systems are in the comfort zone between 40 and 60%, but there are a few high flyers who need their wings clipped just to avoid expansion. These are LP532-81, that's where the cut price shipyard is, and the other one is Y0855-0714. There is one other system, but we're not too worried about that one. So try to be careful. If Chix comes back to an expansion, I'm going to have a lot of explaining to do. So, if you really want to truck it, go to Midge Cut and run missions for Hutton, because we really want that one, because it gives a certain author the giggles. If you want to shoot, then get your AX weapons out and shoot some Thargoids, because they are everywhere.